Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you. And again, we send greetings to our friends everywhere. A book entitled How Democracies Perish was published in the late 1970s by a French author who saw the demise of democracy, wrote Jean-Francis Revel. Democracy may turn out to have been a historical accident, a brief parenthesis that is closing our eyes. U.S. News and World Report commented, then the tide shifted. Democracy's principal challenger, Marxism, was defeated on its home turf. Dramatic changes have taken place, largely unforeseen, except that God rules in the affairs of men and nations. While East German leader Erich Honecker said he envisioned the 100-mile barbed barrier around West Berlin to remain in place for another century, Time magazine comments, Honecker was off by 99 years. The wall lasted barely 3 weeks longer than he did. Likewise, the rigid repression of his Stalinist system is suddenly dissipating. While some have written the obituary of communism, Gus Hall, who's head of the Communist Party in the United States, is quoted as saying, "If communism is dead, it's the liveliest corpse I've ever seen." Communism isn't dead. It's only changed its tactics, shifting gears to become more acceptable and respectful. It's still out to control the world. Will a united Germany be a combination of communism and capitalism? Will the attempt be made to mix iron and clay? We're reminded of the prophet Daniel who wrote, "Whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay." One news commentator observes there's an enormous complex of questions ahead on how two separate state systems, two separate economies, two separate societies are to be merged. For example, what about the 173,000 East German Communist Army, with its 324,000 reserves closely aligned with the Soviet command? Other problems as well are in evidence as a result of German unification. As one West Berliner put it, the euphoria over the Berlin Wall opening up to East Germans is dying down and the backlash is settling in. The collapse of the Berlin Wall is still considered an unexpected miracle. Horst Waffenschmidt, a Bonn politician, stated, "The wall's coming down is the result of prayers of millions of people." As the children of Israel cried out to God for 40 years under Egyptian bondage, so there are those in communist countries crying to God for release from their oppression under Marxist rule. We've been reporting on events in Eastern Europe as they relate to the Christian church and to Bible prophecy. Without these views on the news, there would probably be little information of interest to Christians, for the press has largely overlooked these reports. Actually, as Billy Graham asserted while standing in front of the Berlin Wall, it was God himself that brought down the wall. Romanian activist pastor Laszlo Tokes has complained, "Stories about God's intervention in the transformation that took place in Eastern Bloc nations are often edited out by the media." USA Today's Barbara Reynolds talked with Pastor Tokes, and in an editorial column suggested the media has a bias against Christianity. She pointed to the New York Times' omission of reference to Jesus and the Christian spirit used in transcripts of an address by Czechoslovakian leader Václav Havel. Asked Reynolds, "Why are people who identify God as responsible for changing world events not taken seriously by the media?" She noted in concluding that God isn't important, the press is trying to play God itself. Pastor Tokes lamented the action of some of the churches that compromised with the communist regime, naming both the World Council of Churches and World Alliance of Reformed Churches. And he accused the church in the West of showing an unwillingness to fight for the truth. One reporter from Boston said there should be rallies, fireworks, even dancing in the streets of America to celebrate the victories won in Europe. She laments communism in the Soviet Union is dying, and it's almost unbelievable. But what is truly unbelievable, she notes, is that its ending is not with a bang, but with a yawn. Looking back, she points to the teacher who would say, "Look at the map of Europe. The communists have taken over all of these countries," and the pointer would tap, 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 and even then would hear the footfalls of invading soldiers approaching our classroom door. Then she notes Russia was gaining economically. The symbol of the Soviet Union is no longer the hammer and sickle. It is now the construction crane and the assembly line. "How could we ever win this war?" she asks. It seemed impossible. Every time we looked, more of Europe was gobbled up by this evil that seemed destined to reach out across an ocean and seize us too. What could we do? What should we do? We were told to pray, continue to pray. Now she rejoices. The wall is down. Church doors are flung open. And she inquires, "Where are the parades, the rallies, the shouts of thanksgiving? The Cold War is over, but no one is lighting fireworks." Not all is pleasant in the news coming out of Europe. Kent Hill, director of the Institute of Religion and Democracy, observes, "In the more open atmosphere of Glasnost, in the competition of ideas, it is not only Christianity that is being considered, but is also materialistic and even provocative ideas that are entering the vacuum of Soviet culture." Says Hill, "I would predict that one reaction you will see as you move from communism or dogmatism is a kind of materialist essentialism." Bishop Martin Cruz says privately, "Perhaps only 1% of the West Berlin population attends church. Thus what a vacuum is created," leading Louis Palau to suggest, "There's no place in the world that is as hungry and desperate to hear the gospel. If only they could get Christian radio and television programs as we have in the United States. Truly, we don't realize how blessed we are." As a result of the new openness policy, there's an increase in pornography shown on Soviet television and elsewhere. In China, young people have equated democracy with capitalism and free enterprise. In places like Romania, democracy has come to mean rock music formerly forbidden, along with sex magazines and pornographic films. Newsweek relates how East Germans at first flocked across the crumbled Berlin Wall to spend their money on fresh fruits and champagne. Now it is the record shops they've discovered, and the top-selling recordings are AD/DC and Dirty Dancing. What responsibility is ours in not taking the gospel to these starved citizens who've been deprived so long of good Christian literature and tapes? The American Medical Association has expressed alarm and concern over heavy metal music and rock videos. Heavy metal music in particular may be associated with drug use, premarital sex, and satanic rites. While no direct cause and effect relationship between rock and antisocial behavior was made, at the very least, commitment to a rock subculture is symptomatic of adolescent alienation, the report stated. Another article points to rock music as the most unifying entertainment in history. "Parents would be outraged if they actually sat down and listened to the lyrics," testified one pastor. In New York City, John Cardinal O'Connor warned in his sermon, "The diabolically instigated violence is on the rise." He asserted that heavy metal rock music can help trap people, especially teenagers, into dabbling in disgraceful Satanist practices. In particular, the cardinal denounced Ozzy Osbourne's tune Suicide Solution, where you'll find these words: "Wine is fine, but whiskey's quicker. Suicide is slow with liquor. Suicide is the only way out. Don't you know what it's really about?" Studies show that American teenagers listened to an estimated 10,500 hours of rock music between the 7th and 12th grades, along with much of the lyrics alluring with sex and even suicide. Testifying before a Senate subcommittee, Senator Paula Hawkins of Florida stated during its hearings of Dirty Lyrics, "The issue is too hot to cool down." The governor of Florida, Bob Martinez, called for a statewide investigation, noting it is appalling to think that recordings that a judge has already determined may be obscene are readily available to minors throughout Florida. Jerry Kramer, prominent director of music videos, testified the reasons teens like rock and roll while growing up is because parents don't like it. Testified Susan Baker, wife of James Baker. We're not saying artists can't write what they want to write about, but we're saying, goodness gracious, we have a right to protect our children from trash. Well, the Parents Music Resource Center in Arlington, Virginia, has an extensive file of lyrics in rap and heavy metal music, describing every imaginable perversity from promiscuous sex to Satan worship. Why is it that young people want to flirt with death? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Todd Gitlin, director of the Mass Communications Program at the University of California, says, there's always a population of kids looking to be bad. As soon as the establishment tells them what's bad this season, some of them are going to go off and do it. Well, the Bible puts it this way, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jesus Christ can give you a new heart. If you only invite him into your heart and life, then you'll find purpose in living as you seek to serve him. Pray this prayer, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe the Bible that it says you died for my sins, was buried and rose again, and you're coming again for all who have received you as Savior and Lord. I do take you as my personal Savior and Lord. I'll seek to live for you and serve you every day until you come. Keep me ready for that day, I pray. Amen. Be therefore ready also, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the Internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.